Hi there, Chris. Thanks for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager here. Tara wanted me to get on the line so that I could get you the details of how our service would work and, of course, answer any questions that you might have. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Oh, it's going all right.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. And congratulations on getting your business up and going. Tara says you've only been at this, at least officially as a business, for a couple of months. So you do actually qualify for reduced pricing. As a pricing director, it's my job to make this affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work. It is a month-to-month service. And in fact, our new in business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It is not, though, like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's really just designed, like I said, to make it more affordable for younger businesses. I am looking at your website right now. I like the look of it. I think your potential customers would like it as well. It's our job just to get that website in front of more eyes. Let them know that you are in the area providing those services and, of course, getting you more phone calls. That's the name of the game. Most people, when they don't know who to call, they're going to turn to Google. But it won't be just for Google. You'd be on the first page of Google and Bing. You'd have things like a Yelp listing, Facebook page. There'd even be Facebook paid ads and a social media campaign. We can quickly and easily cover that entire 50-mile radius. Now, like I said, you qualify for reduced pricing. In this case, you'd save $300. You'd save a little bit more than 50% off the normal cost of the service. Chris, it would bring the rate down from what would have otherwise normally been $599 a month to exactly $299. That $299 would be the exact amount. So you're not paying for leads on top of that. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. It would just be that exact amount, whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. Now, I'm sure you do have questions for me, but since it is designed to get that website in front of more people, especially being month to month, I'm sure that is something you would want for your business, right?
Yeah, yeah. Here pretty soon. Right now, I need to get some more deposits and close out a couple jobs before I can commit to that on a monthly basis.
Well, it is designed to pay for itself. I mean, the revenue that you can get from being listed as one of the top options on that first page of Google, I mean, it's pretty significant, and it's really designed at that price point for one job that would not have found you otherwise to offset the cost of that service. I mean, when we don't know who to call, we Google it. It's what we say, and it's what we do. Obviously, as a very young company, traditional word of mouth might not yet be that reliable factor driving new business to you, but every new customer that finds you on Google is someone who can use your services down the road for a different project, recommend you to their friends. It's certainly going to help you to bring in more business continuously down the line. Now, is it just you doing the work, or do you have a helper or a crew?
Primarily, I've got a couple of guys I could bring in as needed, but mostly just focusing on, mostly just me.
Okay, yeah. And, you know, it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can take on, although a steady stream of phone calls does allow you to kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you, jobs that you can either knock out on your own or, like you said, get help when you need it. Bigger jobs, smaller jobs, you know, the job that's closer to home, maybe just the materials involved means a higher profit margin. And you do quite a lot. I mean, you offer a lot of different services, you know, fences and roofing, flooring. I mean, these are really in demand, even like just handyman jobs. I mean, if you can kind of establish a relationship with a new client, even for something small like a handyman job, they might, you know, reach out to you when they have a bigger project. So I think it's really going to benefit you. In fact, you have a website already. I'd actually be willing to waive the setup fee. The other thing I saw here was Angie. That's a different service. And you are using that service now, right? You're under contract with them?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay, so obviously it's a very different service. With that, you get leads. With this, you get phone calls. So the two of them can work very well together. Now, I know that that is a fairly pricey service, and it is Friday. So let me ask you this, because it sounds like you would be more than happy to move forward with this. You mentioned just kind of trying to get a little more funds in the door here and on the books. I do have a friends and family rate. Now, I know for a fact it was Monday or Tuesday, but earlier this week, my supervisor approved a friends and family rate, made an exception for one of the other pricing directors. So I wouldn't even, you know, tell them that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school. I would tell them that you're a young company. I would tell them that you're using Angie, and he knows that that service is hit or miss. You know, you get a lot of leads, but the leads go to your competitors. So if I can get my supervisor to approve the friends and family rate, it does a couple of things. Of course, it waives any setup fee, but I'm happy to waive that setup fee on my own. But it drops it from $299 down to $249, and it comes with a 6-week first month, which is exactly like it sounds. I mean, normally it bills every month on the same day, in which case it would bill today and then on the 16th. Of June, but in this case, you would have until the 30th of June. I know you're saying that you need to have some revenue coming in to commit to that monthly. This would give you a month and a half before that second payment would even be scheduled. And it gives us more time to get your phone ringing, get those jobs coming your way. If I could, in fact, get my supervisor to approve that friends and family rate, drop it to $249 out the door, give you a month and a half to get things started, would that be fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get that going for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me shoot him a real quick message here. He's always in a good mood on Friday, and he's always motivated for us to fill these positions. He actually has a fairly young daughter. He likes to end his day early if he can and spend the weekend with her. So I'll send that out to him. And then are you doing strictly residential, or are you looking for commercial work too?
No, really, I'm focusing on residential.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So if that changes, if your focus shifts, if you want to take on commercial, if, you know, your services kind of shift focus as the seasons change, things like that, I mean, we always are updating content anyway just to keep you relevant and keep you on that first page. So there's no additional cost for us to change things as well down the road. But for now, we'll certainly focus on residential clients for you. You will, of course, get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. So you'll see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up for each individual search. Now, of course, everything has the click-to-call feature, and calls will come directly to you. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, I mean, this is definitely something I am and figuring out. So.
Sure. Now, one thing that this package includes, and it still includes the original $100, there is a social media campaign. There's actually paid Facebook ads as well. So although I reduced the cost of that package, hopefully all the way down to $249, the original $599 package, which is the exact same package that you're getting here, does have $100 of Facebook ads included. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click, so $100 goes a long way. That's about 400 clicks every month. It's just another great way to get that website and your business name out there in front of the eyes of people who are looking for your services, especially if they already have. If they've gone on Google or Bing and done a keyword search for any of the services that you provide, those Facebook ads retarget that same exact potential residential customer that we know is already looking for your services. Oh, hang on one second. It is from my supervisor, and it says, Paul, for this young company, apparently using Angie, I am more than willing to approve your request to apply the friends and family rate of just $249 with that month and a half out the gate. Okay, perfect. So it would just be $249 to get started. And that's fantastic. I'm really glad that he's doing that because, you know, like I said, I've been with the company myself for a very long time. In fact, Tara has too. We've been in business as a company since 2004, over 20 years, as myself and Tara have been with the company for more than 12 years each. So 24 years of combined experience. You'd be in really good hands with us. Now, we are not Google. In fact, let me send you a link to our pricing page. If anyone were to call you and tell you that they are Google for something like this, they're simply telling stories. Their pants would be on fire. Google does make these phone calls, but it's only for businesses that have at least 100 individual locations or more. For everything less than that, it does fall to the responsibility of the Google partners. We are part of that Google partnership program. In fact, we were one of the very first businesses to join the partnership program more than 9.5 years ago. Now, The partnership program is designed to get businesses a higher return on investment advertising through Google. So this is exactly what you're going to benefit from is that partnership. Now, I did send a link to our pricing page. Again, we are Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website, and the link I sent to you, although you can navigate the rest of the website, the link is directly to the pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. At the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that, Chris?
Yes, I am.
So like I said, you'll be able to track your success, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard because there's so much more that you can do with it in addition to tracking your success. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off. You can manage and monitor your reviews. Now, you'll have reviews potentially on multiple platforms because, again, we're creating everything that Google and Bing want to see, whether that review originates on Google, Bing, Yelp, Foursquare, Superpages, where wherever it repopulates on your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews, makes it very easy for you to kind of manage your online reputation. If you wanted us to respond to your reviews for you, that is a service that we provide at no additional cost. Like I said, we've been doing this since 2004, 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rate. And keep in mind, it is a month-to-month service. Our clients, though, do tend to keep the service because it's profitable and nobody cancels on profit. Right below that blue tinted photo that says our process and outlines a few of the things that we do, especially early on, it does say Google Ads Partner. There's a box with that colorful Google G inside it. You can actually click right on that box. It is our official badge of authenticity, and it is provided to us by Google. If you click on it, it goes to google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner, and again, that ensures your success. We do deal with Google's back-end team all day long, 5 days a week. They want our clients to be successful, and again, we get our updates from Google even before they make changes to their Map or Path algorithm. They share those changes with us ahead of time, so you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors, and that is where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made, right there on that first page of Google. We will mirror the content on Bing. It's about 1 out of 10 people on average that will choose Bing over Google. We want you to get those phone calls as well. If you go back to the link that I sent out to you, right under where it says SEO packages, the Platinum package is the one that you'd be getting here, even at that reduced rate, that $249 and no setup fee. So you're actually saving about $650 in your first month alone, $350 every month after that. And again, that reduced rate, officially the friends and family rate, is a fixed flat rate. It'll never go up, no matter how long you keep the service, and it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes, no fees, there's no surcharges, not a percentage of your profits. It is just that exact amount. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would schedule what's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will speak with you in a little more detail about your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement or slogan, you know, what's unique about your business. We schedule that as a separate phone call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then, Chris, the other thing that I am required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case, we are waiving the setup fee and even reducing the cost of the service down to that friends and family rate of $249. Now, your business is service-based, right, meaning that you only go out to the customer, no one ever comes to you, there's not a physical address that you would want the public to know about?
Correct.
And that's how Google expects it to be for service-based businesses. Google fully expects your business to be going to run out of the home, run out of the truck. They wouldn't want to list any street address because they wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would. The Angie's, though, does have a street address, the 7733 Nottingham Court. Is that your residence?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So like I said, we won't list that on Google. You'll just be listed city and state, not even the zip code. And then, of course, as far as that 50 miles goes, the federal way, we don't draw a big circle around you. So we can go a little bit farther that way, not quite as far this way. We target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you most want to be found. In fact, if there are places that you really don't want to go, then we don't run your ads there. So again, we can cover all of that in that client interview. And then Tara never did get your last name.
Law, L-A-W.
L-A-W. Okay, so Mr. Law. So I do have that voice verification pulled up. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time. It's pretty straightforward. I am required to read it, though, before I could even ask you for that payment of $249. But if everything still makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there and schedule your follow-up call. Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Law, give me just one quick second here. Okay, so it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Christie Construction.
And did you want the LLC to be part of it? It's popping up on the Angie profile, but not really on your logo.
I mean, you don't really need the legal company name to advertise, right? Yeah.
No, I agree 100%. It's really a personal preference, and some people are like, no, I'm proud of it. I want it on there. I always say to leave off the Inc. Co.'s and LLC's. So we'll just have that as Crispy Construction. Of course, that is C-H-R-I-S. I like the play on your business name or on your personal name as well and the business name. So I've got it as Crispy Construction, no LLC. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Christopher Law, owner.
Okay. And Mr. Law, as the owner of Crispy Construction, Chris, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. Now, for the billing information that you will provide for our services, Chris, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, Mr. Law, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Chris, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Of course. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. Like I said, we are already aware of Angie and there is no conflict there. There's a couple of reasons that we ask. I mean, first of all, with all the content that we'll be creating for Crispy Construction, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Perhaps more important is we'll make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. Now, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Law, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Chris, we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We will, of course, make sure that no physical street address appears through your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, please do let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, and then with my supervisor allowing me to do that friends and family rate, 6 week first month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which we will waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 16th of May, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Mr. Law, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is also an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, when the term is completed, the next payment would be scheduled on June 30th with recurring billing on the 30th of the month moving forward. So we're not just pushing out your next payment, we're pushing out all future payments. And it would be in the exact amount of $249. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is, as I mentioned, a month-to-month service, and of course, no contract. That means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. It's completely at will. You can also pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, you can in fact pause the service seasonally if necessary. We don't charge you when it's paused or after the fact. Everything is on pause. We don't take anything down when it's paused, except we do pause the Facebook ads because obviously that comes out of the $249. Now, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Law, is simply because we are in fact closed on the weekend. Chris, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification, Mr. Law, for that initial investment of just $249. Chris, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you, sir?
It would be a Visa card, but I'm actually going to have to throw some money in the bank to make that
happen. That's okay. So we'll put the card on file. We'll schedule your follow-up call for later on today, and we'll process that payment just before your client interview. Now, as far as the client interview goes, like I said, we schedule by the hour. Call takes about a half an hour. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. I mean, doesn't sound like 9 o'clock would be ideal for you, but there is a 10 o'clock. I could squeeze you in at 11. Later on this afternoon, there's a 1, 2, or 3 o'clock. Which of those would work out best for you?
If you could squeeze me in at 11, that would
be
amazing.
Okay. Far enough ahead that I can make that request. I do see we're kind of pushing it already, but they'll usually allow us to squeeze one extra one in there. So we'll do 11 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, you'll get a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 11. I'm going to send you also a calendar invite. It's just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. It's going to say local splash CIENG. And then did you want us to wait until just prior to 11 to process that $249?
Yes.
Okay, that'll be perfect. And then I think you said it was a Visa. Is it Chris or Christopher on the card, the business name, any middle initial?
Yeah, let me grab that. I got my wallet in my truck.
I'm just messaging the supervisor over on the end just to see if I can squeeze in that fourth one.
I believe it was the guy before you said a slot open scenario.
So that is within our company. So, you know, when positions become available, so we are one of 8 Google Premier partners in the country. I think there's 41 now worldwide. So we are not the only Google Premier partner, but when positions become available, all of the Google partners are notified of it. We as a Google partner only work with one business at a time per area and industry. Our service area encompasses all of the United States and Canada, and of course every industry under the sun.
Okay.
So is it Chris on the card, Christopher, any middle initial or the business name?
It says the business name and then Christopher Law.
Christopher Law, no middle initial, and then that C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R. You said it was a Visa. Chris, that should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right. That's going to be 4701-4400.
Okay.
0755.
Yes, sir.
5941.
Okay, perfect. And then the expiration month and year?
That is going to be April of 2030.
Last 3 digits on the back of the card?
Is going to be 781.
781. So I've got 781, 781 on the back. I've got April or 04 of 2030 for the expiration date. The card itself, Chris, was it 4701, 4400, 0755, 5941?
That's correct.
Okay. Does that bill at the residence, the 7733 Nottingham Court Southeast, 98503?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
So, like I said, we will not process that payment until maybe 10:45. At that point in time, you're going to receive a few emails. One is your welcome email, and our system won't send it out until we process that payment. It's automated. But the welcome email is going to have our client support information. If you have a pen handy, though, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Sure.
Perfect. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. It is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is Pacific time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, Chris, they will follow up with you in that same business day unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they would follow up with you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, like I said, you will receive that as one of the emails right around 10:45 when we process that payment. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. So that Local Splash initial invoice, our technician can walk you through that, but we would want you to kind of acknowledge that you have received it, click on a couple of boxes, one that you agreed to allow us to send you text messages or SMS messages, one that you are the certified holder of the card, and one that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring, although, of course, you can cancel at any time, no questions asked. And then you would simply type in Christopher Law and hit confirm signature. That actually does a few things. Lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, done the friends and family rate. It also will allow us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. It's real self-explanatory, and it'll make a lot more sense when you see it in front of you. Now, most of our emails have our contact information on there. The welcome email, though, is the one that also has your login credentials. Now, you'll get also official confirmation when your tracking system is active. Your username and password will be resent out to you by text and email, and of course notifying you that your tracking system is active. Actually, once you hit submit on that that initial invoice email, it will prompt you to log into your tracking system, but you wouldn't even need to or actually want to do it at that point in time, because our automated system thinks that your tracking system is active and that we're trying to access, that you're trying to access it already, but that's not really the case. We have to do your client interview first, and then we get everything squared away and set up, and that's when we send you confirmation that your tracking system is live. Once it's live, 24/7 access, and like I said, reports update throughout the day. You can try at any point in time, but you might get an error message saying we're still trying to set things up. Your username is typically going to be your phone number with the area code included, but just the numbers, no dashes or parentheses or spaces, anything like that. It's designed to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. Now, I can pull it up and see what it will generate when that email goes out to you. Yeah, so that is going to be your username. Your default password is going to be fun, social, all lowercase, no space, of course, F-U-N-S-O-C-I-A-L. You can change your default password at any point in time. You'll also receive an additional email, and again, our technician will walk you through this one, because we do want to satisfy Google as quickly as we can that you are an active, actual, legitimate company providing these services in this area. So it'll ask for you to send us pictures of tools or equipment, your service vehicle, business card, etc. Doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything and everything will help us out. One more thing, I almost forgot. I want to set up a little bit of protection here, just another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question. If anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Crispy Construction, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. Mr. Law, even more important, if at any point in time, a week from now, a month from now, or at any point down the road, if you get phone calls from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as Google or local Splash even, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't provide that to you basically immediately, then it would not be us, and you should not speak with them. If anyone will tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that for sure wouldn't be us, and again, you should not entertain that phone call. The voice verification was already attached to your account. It clearly states it bills today, well, later today, to 1045 for $249. And then starting on the 30th of June for that same exact amount on a month-to-month basis. So it would never be a penny more than that. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Chris, which would you want for your security question?
Let's do the first pet.
First pet, and then what is the answer?
Honey. H-O-N-Y. Honey?
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
You are all set and squared away there. Now, if I am in between phone calls when our technician is set to call you at 11, and I will try to be, I'll be on the beginning part of that call just to say a quick hello to you, answer any questions you have, hand it over to your technician. I may already be on a phone call, in which case they will contact you directly. They will take really good care of you. One last thing. Do you prefer Chris over Christopher? Does it not matter?
Yeah, I use Chris.
You use Chris. Everything's going out under Christopher because that is how the billing is listed, but I have it now in the notes that you do prefer Chris, and that's how our technician will address you. Our technician, he or she, will also know the answer, honey, when they call, so feel free to ask him if I'm not on the call, but I will try to be. But other than that, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to do this. Get that website out there in front of more people. Get your phone ringing. Really glad my supervisor's helping me out here to make it even more affordable for you. We really are looking forward to getting your phone ringing and earning your business 1 month at a time.
Well, yeah, thank you.
Thank you too, Chris. We'll be talking to you soon in that 11 o'clock hour. Hopefully I'll be able to join that call as well. Until then, you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.